listening for spirits, ancestors, protection, and healing in this topic, we are entering a ministry conversation area that requires humility, care, and discernment. African diaspora religions and spirit traditions in the Americas include movements and practices such as Santeria, Voodoo, Candomblé, Umbanda, Espiritismo, and other blended spiritual systems shaped by African memory, colonial suffering, Catholic imagery, family survival, spirit mediation, healing, protection, and community identity. These traditions are not all the same. They developed in different countries, languages, histories, and communities. A Christian leader should not flatten them into one category or speak as if every person connected to these traditions believes the same thing or practices in the same way. A person may come from a family where candles, prayers to spirits, ancestor practices, ritual cleansing, saint images, fear of curses, or protection objects are normal parts of life. Another person may be deeply committed to a formal religious house or temple. Another may simply carry family fear. My grandmother said someone put something on us, or I think a spirit is following me. Your first ministry task is not to react with panic. Your first task is to listen. Ask, what does this mean to you? Ask, what are you afraid might happen? Ask, who taught you this practice? Ask, what kind of help are you hoping for? Ask, would it be okay if I shared how Christians understand protection, prayer, and Jesus' authority? Many people shaped by spirit traditions are not first asking abstract theological questions. They may be asking, am I safe? Can my child be protected? Can my family be healed? Can this curse be broken? Can the dead still affect us? Is there a power stronger than the fear I feel? The Christian witness must be clear. Jesus Christ is Lord. Christians do not need to manipulate spirits, bargain with ancestors, fear curses, or seek protection through ritual power. But that truth should be offered with gentleness, not contempt. In ministry, remember the embodied soul. Fear is not just an idea. It can affect sleep, breathing, family trust, decision-making, and openness to prayer. A person afraid of spirits may need calm presence before they can hear careful teaching. So listen deeply, discern the altar, ask what is treated as ultimate, and when the door opens, point with tenderness to Christ, who has authority over every power and who gives peace that is not purchased through fear.